Bez Hashem, continue with Shari, Tshuva Shar Aleph. Ayus Chof Aleph. This is Shir number 50. As you mentioned yesterday, Ben Yoin continues to dispel any benefits of a person running after Taiva Seidel Mazeh. A person who wants to do a proper Tshuva has to realize and see the facade, the fallacies that lie in running after the chomer, the physicality of Olam Hazeh. V'soyevas k'silim sur meira. A k'sil is a fool. V'soyevas k'silim sur meira. The k'sil is the person that says that it's an abomination for me. It's something which is despicable to him, sur meira, to go away from the evil. Now, we might hear these words and think, did I hear correctly? Because we're used to the words from David HaMelech the other way around, that we should be going away from the evil. The person who is magnetically connected and pulled and attached to Taivas Olam Hazeh, this individual finds it to be a Tayeva, an abomination, for him to be pulled away and turn away from doing the wrong thing. We learn the Mesillas Yesharim, and he elaborates on such an attitude and a mindset where a person can get involved so much with the Ra of Olam Hazeh, with the Yetzirah of Olam Hazeh, to the point where right is left and left is right. And we have a Pasuk, Chazal tells us, based on the Pasuk, that where Chazal tells us, and the Torah says, don't deviate from Chazal, and even if they tell you there's right is left and left is right and right is left, listen to what they say. Here, this person has confused himself so much because of his connection to Taivas Olam Hazeh. Sometimes we hear, unfortunately, of horrific behavior that people did, and they act worse, lower than animals. And we wonder, how is it possible a person can sink so low? And this is the answer to the question. The person becomes so connected to the chomer, to the physical parts of Olam Hazeh, for the taivas of Olam Hazeh. No matter what he has, Yesh lo emunah, Rotzei Masayim, he's never satisfied. Haksilim asher einemoy shoivim tavosim, the fools, says Rabbi Yoina, they don't bother to break the desires. And they constantly, they run after the pleasures of this world. Now, let's not make a mistake. Hashem gave us this world to enjoy this world. But we can enjoy it in a proper way. When these people are so connected to Taivas Olam Hazeh, when they see the dangers that are in front of them, they will not turn away. You're driving the road, it says, do not enter. You see the construction signs up. So he says, bridges closed. So every single person will turn around. It's the same thing. We have to see the signs. The bridge is closed. You're not going to drive when half the bridge is not there. But the k'sil, the fool, he doesn't turn around. We're not talking about his car, but we're talking about his spiritual car. Lo yasuru mimenu, says Rabbi Yoinu, v'nikru k'silim al redifas tatanugim. And that's why it's called a k'sil. Because whatever gadget, whatever item, whatever luxurious item he has, He needs more. The newer one. The fancier one. As the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Oksil Odom Yivalenu. A fool. Oksil Odom Yivalenu. Will be swallowed up by man. He'll be swallowed up by the desires of Olam Hazeh, by the fake pictures that the Yetzirah draws for him. And the Baal Tshuva says, stop. He realizes the same way, he's not going to go over that bridge that's missing. He realizes the dangers of getting drawn in. The Taivas Olam Hazeh. He could afford more. He doesn't want to show off his wealth. He wants to use his wealth to quietly get staka, to quietly understand, to use the resources that Hashem gave him for Kavod Shemayim. That's why Hashem gave it to him.